Before I start talking about the program, I wanted to give you an idea of pedestrian injuries in LA County to preschool-age children. Pedestrian injuries are the second leading cause of injury hospitalization for this age group, and they're the main cause of injury death. The data that we're talking about today is for ages 3 to 5 years old. During a five-year period in LA County, there were 711 hospitalizations or pedestrian injury hospitalizations, which is an average rate of 22.2 per 100,000, and that's about 100 a year. The average hospital cost for each injury hospitalization was about $38,000. During a five-year period in LA County, there were 40 pedestrian injury deaths. And that's an average of 1.7 deaths per 100,000 and about 8 a year. So you can see this is a problem for us in LA County. What makes a child at risk? Inherently, all children are at risk for pedestrian injuries due to their lack of cognitive, physical, behavior and sensory ability to understand complex traffic safety rules. As you know, children are impulsive, and their short stature does not allow them to judge effectively the speed and distance of a vehicle. What makes our population more at risk is that they're exposed to a number of risks and they live in urban neighborhood environments. They also come from a low social economic status. Some of the risks that we're talking about today include a high volume of cars both on the road and parked on the curb. They have fewer traffic controls in these neighborhoods and little or no intervention programs. They also lack safe areas of play, and so these dangerous roadways become part of their playground. Most of our population are likely to walk to and from their destination. The goal of our program was to reduce the number of pedestrians killed or injured in traffic collisions. And our objectives included selecting schools that were eligible for the program, obtaining authorization from the principals of those schools, conducting teacher and parent presentations, and then implementing a 10-week program. I'm going to go over, these are basically the components of the program. I'm going to go over all of these as we go along. To determine eligibility for the program, we utilized hospital and U.S. Census data. We looked at the schools and the zip code areas that had a high number of pedestrian injuries and, again, from low SES. Once we were able to obtain authorization from the principals of the eligible schools, we could then go to the teachers and meet with the teachers. During our teacher trainings, we talked about why we were at the school, what we were going to do, and how we were going to do it. We provided all the materials for the program. A large percentage of our population were Spanish-speaking, so we had all of our materials in English and Spanish. We had a curriculum for the teacher to use in the classroom, which taught 7 traffic safety lessons, a storybook which went home with the parent to read with the child 1 to 2 times a week, and a companion activity book, which was an addition to the curriculum in the classroom. And then there were posters and activity charts, which were utilized by the teacher to use in the classroom. We have all of the materials in the back of the room. They're in English and Spanish. Please take as much as you want. And if there isn't enough of everything, I also put my, I think I have my cards back there, yeah. Or you can contact either of us. Our information's at the end of the session. We completed the teacher trainings, then we were able, the curriculum, let's go over the curriculum. The curriculum was easily incorporated into the teacher's current curriculum, and as I said earlier, it included 7 traffic safety lessons. Some of those lessons were always cross the street holding an adult's hand, boundaries in terms of curbs and sidewalks, signs and symbols in traffic, safe areas of play, and so on. once we did the teacher presentation, then we could go on and do the parent presentation. Most of the schools in Los Angeles Unified School District had mandatory parent meetings. We'd try to get on their agenda. If we couldn't, then we would schedule a parent meeting independent from their mandatory meetings. At the parent presentation, we talked about the program. We explained that their involvement, that the parent involvement was critical for the success of the program. We also talked about modeling behavior, and that we reminded the parents that their children were at a developmental level that in which they always were always watching us as adults and would mimic or copy our behavior. So it was really important that we as adults practice safety in traffic because our children are watching us. We explained that they were responsible to read the storybook 1 to 2 times a week. And the storybook, which I'll go over a little bit later, reinforced the 7 lessons that were taught in the classroom. Because we were always monitoring the program to make sure that it was doing what it was intended, we asked the parents to fill out a pre and post questionnaire survey, and those results are the results that Isabel will be sharing with you once I'm done with the program part. We distributed the pre-questionnaire before the first lesson was taught in the classroom, and the post-questionnaire once the 7th lesson was completed in the classroom. We also provided a 15-minute comprehensive traffic safety video during the parent presentation. And then we invited the parents to a really fun component of the program called the Safety Sam Rodeo, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. Here are some examples, the pages in the storybook, Sidewalk, Streets, and Grass. You're probably wondering who Safety Sam is. Safety Sam is the fictional crossing guard, as you can see there. Safety Sam takes the child who becomes the star of the story through those 7 lessons that are taught in the classroom, that are read at home with the parents. And as you can see, there are really bright colors, which are very attractive to small children. There's a little bit of humor, yet enough seriousness to, teach those 7 lessons. Here are some examples from the activity book, the companion activity book. There's Connect the Dots. There's stickers in the back of the book, which is really fun. And checking the appropriate scenario and so on. Now, during the 10-week program, we also have a health educator assistant who visits the school on a weekly basis. And the purpose of that is just to see, how the program is progressing. She's able to view some of the lessons plans if time permits. She answers any questions or concerns that the teachers or the parents have, and then provides all of the supplies. And I said that they were English and Spanish, right? Okay, good. Also part of the program, we have a police officer visit for each of the schools that are in the program, and it's about an hour long. And this is an example of one of our officers that we've had on board. And what I liked about his presentation, he gives a lot of safety information for the children, but he also tells the children that it's really important to be a leader among your friends. And also that children and parents need to help each other obey traffic laws. This is a really fun part of the program. The officer comes in his uniform to the class. He goes over all the little pieces on his belt, all the equipment. And if time permits, he'll take the children out to see whatever he's brought, if it's a motorcycle or the police car. And then at the end of the hour-long presentation, he makes them little deputies for the day. So that's really fun, and it's very interactive. So the children get all excited, and it's really fun. Okay, the Safety Sam Rodeo is the last part of the program. It's done. It's completed in the 10th week. We've invited the parents to come to go through this little miniature city that we set up on the school grounds, and they can practice those 7 lessons again. before we take the children out to the city, we do a brief review of the traffic safety lessons in the classroom. And then we have little Safety Sam t-shirts. I brought a couple in the back. They put those on and it gets them all excited to go out to the city. Here's an example of one of our health educators conducting an in-class review before they go out to the rodeo with one of our preschools involved in the program. And this is an example of the little Safety Sam city that we set up on the school grounds. You can see there's little crosswalks and streets and signs and symbols and traffic. And a lot of our schools are located where there are railroad crossings, so we have a little railroad crossing and the lesson that goes with that. And then we have all types of vehicles. This is one of our preschool classes that successfully completed the program. And you can see they've got their little Safety Sam t-shirts. So that's the program part of this presentation. Now Isabel's going to come up and talk about the results of our pre- and post-survey questionnaire.
Okay, so we were able to implement our program at 54 schools throughout Los Angeles County. That included 133 classrooms, and we were able to reach more than 4,000 children. As Celeste said, we had the parents fill out surveys both before and after the program, and those surveys included 38 questions that asked about parent and child behavior and also about the child's knowledge of traffic safety. We were able to collect these surveys from 41 of our schools. That included 83 classrooms and more than 3,300 students. We got back pretests from more than 2,000 students and post-tests from more than 1,500 students. And altogether, we had 1,157 students who returned both pre- and post-tests. And those are the students that we used to do our evaluation. So our overall results, we were really happy to find that the children's knowledge of stop signs, traffic signals, and crosswalk signals increased at post relative to pre. And we also found that at post-tests, parents were waiting until their child was older before letting them cross the street alone. However, we also found that at post-tests, a greater frequency of parents reported walking in the street. And we think this may have something to do with increased awareness of traffic safety, hopefully brought on by our program, so parents are more likely to report that they'd done this. Okay, so we also found some demographic differences in our population. This is just pretest, so at baseline, knowledge of stop signs, traffic lights, and crosswalk signals were similar for both boys and girls, but people taking the survey in Spanish reported greater knowledge of crosswalk signals and traffic lights than those taking it in English. And we also found that knowledge of all three of these factors dramatically increased with age. At post-test, this changed. We found that while knowledge of these three factors was similar for boys and girls, now it was also similar for English and Spanish test takers. So while both English and Spanish test takers improved at post, English test takers improved more to catch up with the Spanish ones. We also found that now knowledge of stop signs were similar for all ages, but the knowledge of traffic lights and crosswalk signals still increased with age. And we found that the change from pre to post, knowledge increased at post relative to pre for all three of these factors for each of our demographic groups. That's boys and girls, the English and Spanish test takers in all ages. But we found that the age parents were willing to let their child cross the street alone did not increase for boys, so it did increase for all the other demographic groups. And those are our results. And we really want to thank the schools, the principals, teachers, students, and their families. We couldn't have done it without them. And we also relied on a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety for our funding. And here's our contact information. And we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.